we need people to control themselves then, you know.
Just be nice. You know,
exciting, you know, it's a championship and, you know, they, so they get something at the end. What do they get at the end? Do they get like
a trophy?
But they get a trophy. They get something. Nike, they get nothing. It's between school. Cool stuff. So shut up, you know. They bring something home. Then they bring nothing except donut and Gatorade. So I don't know what the big deal is. Calm down, people.
Seriously. I think some people are very, like, there are a lot of parents who are super competitive.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Veronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi, everybody. We're back for a podcast. Happy Monday. Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Good. How are you, Veronique?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm a bit tired, but I'm good. The kids again did something last night, couldn't sleep. So, yeah.
Do you have those days? Yeah. Again. You never know. Some nights we have good nights, bad nights with these kids.
We were both in my bed last night. And, okay, so today we're going to talk about parents and sport. And how some of them sometimes misbehave and what you should and should not do because the kids are playing, you are not. So,
yes.
We have some categories that we witness or some of our friends also witness and told us about. So let's start with the first one. I think that's the most common one.
Yes, sign line coaches. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah. Can we first say what it is? Or, I mean, the definition that we have? You want me to read it?
Yeah, you can read it.
So the silent coaches, what we found is like some parents seems to forget they are not the coach, and they provide running commentary from the sidelines. Thank God I have a lot of bad experience with my kid playing sport. So she played volleyball last year. But that day was like, I was like, what is going on? It was maybe like the fifth time she had like a game. So we went to this other school and they were like very competitive. But the kids are in fifth grade. So calm down. Okay, this is not the Olympics. All right. they're not in first division. So we're all sitting, mixing with the other parents and the kids are playing. Our team, you know, they're not playing very well because this is their first year, so they don't really know how to play. But the other team, apparently, they had very good players. And they were losing. Okay, whatever, they're losing, but I think our kids, they don't really care. They just like to play together and have the snack at the end. That's all they care about, okay? So they're not there to compete, really. The parents behind me and my other friend's mother, I was like, what? And the dads, it wasn't even the moms. It was the dad yelling, come on, pass it, do something, run faster, pass it. I'm like,
run faster.
Run faster, run faster.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, who are they talking to? Are they watching something on their phone?
I hope they're talking to their kids, not to other kids, you know, first of all. They were,
can you imagine talking to my kid, run faster? No, they were talking to their kids, and I was looking at some of my friends over there, and I'm like, is that really necessary? Because I think their team is actually winning. So even the yelling, it wasn't even needed. Your team is winning. Why are you yelling, you know? We should be the one yelling to our kids, do something! Because they're losing. And it was really obnoxious. Really, the whole time. And I was fuming inside. I'm like, are they going to shut up? Did they pay for a ticket? Is there a prize at the end? What's going on? Are we going to get a scholarship from this? What is going on? And then our team started to win a little bit, some points, okay? Then their team came back. They were like maybe 10 points different. And they came back the whole 10 points. And at the end, they won. Okay, great. We all cheer for every team. That's fine. And one dad at the end was like, did you see? They came back 10 points. 10 points. Did you see that? Talking to another dad. And I wanted to tell him, okay, so what now? Okay, they came back 10 points. So Did they win something? Is there a prize or anything? Yeah, they get some donuts and a Gatorade. Okay.
Yeah. It's not even like healthy snacks.
Exactly. Don't. Not even a healthy snack, okay? And I was like, is that going to be my life for the next 5 years? Because there's no way I can take that obnoxious, those obnoxious comments for a whole hour behind my back. There's no way. It's going to get worse. That's
now,
still great.
If it was soccer, because it was a sport that you don't care that much, what if it was soccer? How do you think that would be? Like, if you like seeing the game. I think it's harder with soccer when you know and you're like, oh, you have to read
it. I would have jumped him. If it was soccer, I would have jumped him. Shut up. Sideline coaches. Seriously, why don't you go? Yeah, why don't you go, you know, on the field and tell the kids how to play? If you're so good at commenting and said, you know, how they what they need to do. Why don't you go there?
It's just so annoying. Just I know it's hard, especially if you understand the sport. Like, you want to be like, oh, you know, getting into it. But you have to control yourself, you know. Just control yourself. Keep your mouth shut, if possible. And cheer when it's needed. Like, you know, clap. But me, sometimes I even like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. And then I'm like, shoot. And then I'm like, Michael. And then sometimes I look at him. You're not doing anything. I'm like, please look at me, Michael, because you're going to hear me telling you. You're just running up and down and you're not doing anything. So I'm going to say something. But I really avoid it, because if I start, I'm going to go. I know I'm not going to stop. So I'm like, please, God, don't let me start. Don't let me say anything. So I just like, oh, yeah. I clap my hands like, yeah. Like when they score, normal. The guy who's next to me yelling and having that thing with the referee for the last game. The basketball game, I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be quiet. He was okay. But every time he was kind of like questioning the whole thing. And I'm like, I don't want to be yelling next to him too, because he's going to think I'm a weirdo. You know, so I'm like, behave, Sylvia. Don't do that. Because it is annoying. And then people sitting behind you, like shouting. And especially if they're on for the other team, they're yelling at your face. I'm like, can you stop? I hate it. I really like that. Drives me. One time I moved from one side. It was soccer. Believe it or not, for the age group, 5 and 6 year olds. Oh, and this dad was a freaking lunatic. And like a bunch of kiddos, there was even like a 4 and a half, like tiny kids, silly soccer game. And he was like, I was on the other side where his team was playing, and they never realized I stopped there. And he's like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, can you just shut up? It's like so annoying. You know what I did? I grabbed my chair. I'm like, oh, yeah, grab my chair in front of him and went exactly to the opposite side, put my chair there. And I looked at his face. I'm like, can't you see you're being totally obnoxious? It's unbelievable. Some people are clueless. So like, tip number one, keep your mouth shut if possible and just like cheer in a nice and normal manner. You know, just don't become like the annoying parent, you know, like because people talk about you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, you can even congratulate the other team, you know, because at the end, actually, our kids, they congratulate each other at the end. They go online and, you know, they give their hand and they congratulate each other, you know, at the end. So, congratulate the other team, you know, they won.
Yeah, it's of course. It's just a
play. It's not like a game. It's not like, we're not watching the World Cup. Hello.
Jeez, no. It's just, you know, like it's a game. I know, like you get to a final, like big games. I know because I have, like, you know, my boys are all into sports, and it gets like it can get crazy, like going to like a basketball final for their team, for their, you know, like going for a championship. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different, like you can't. It's like stressful. Your heart is pounding, like it's like boom, 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 boom. It's like watching a big game on TV, you know. But just like, I just think like the whole thing is like, be respectful and don't, you know, yell too much, especially if it's mixed group with other team, like the, like both teams together, the parents, you don't want to be yelling too much for the other team while the parent next to you is from the opposite team, you know, it gets awkward. It gets too much and it's annoying, you know, so let's cheer it, but in a good way. But it can get, don't get me wrong. I know it gets like boils your blood because it's a lot. Because once you are in that, like you, especially if they keep moving forward, oh my God, like Michael's last game, the championship game was, I almost couldn't even watch it because I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. It's because you don't know, because you've never experienced it. But if your daughter makes it to the end, to a championship, you're going to see. Yes, it's very competitive. Well, it's like a game, like it's everybody's cheering and everybody gets excited. So, yeah. And the same with soccer and all that. So it's like a real game.
We need people to control themselves then, you know.
Just be nice. You know,
You get exciting, you know, it's a championship and, you know, so they get something at the end. What do they get at the end? Do they get like
a trophy?
Like
trophy? Get, yeah.
But they get a trophy. They get something. And Nike, they get nothing. It's between school. Full stuff. So shut up, you know.
Yes,
They bring something home. Then they bring nothing except donuts and Gatorade. So I don't know what the big deal is. Calm down, people.
Seriously. I think some people are very, like, there are a lot of parents who are super competitive and they bring that to the children, no, to the children's sports. Just like that, just want to win everything. And we can actually now move to the second. So we talked about the first one is sideline coaches. The parents who want to be coaches there, work together with the coaches. And the second type of parent is the referee rage type, who likes to yell at the referee. And just thinks that everything the referee, oh yeah, I had this other guy, like this other dad that was in a previous, like a game last year. Every single thing that referee called in a basketball game, he complained about everything. And then he would look at us, he's like, do you see it? Come on. Like, don't you? And then he was like, he wanted some reassurance of what he was saying. He wanted us to be like, yeah. But I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I don't even know what you're, first of all, I don't understand half of this game. But every time he looked at us, like, don't you agree with me? Like, he's doing it wrong. I'm like, can you just be quiet?
What was it, so, basketball?
Yeah. Basketball, yeah.
Basketball, yeah. I mean, I don't understand.
And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but all the time.
I'm not going to be raging with you because I don't know all the rules, man.
Yeah. Like, I have no clue. I just see the ball going to the basket. Like, is that a point? Okay, good. But other than that, I don't know.
And you know, sometimes those parents, they will aggravate the referee for your team.
Yes.
You keep yelling after the referee. The referee is going to be like, okay, that's how you want to act. Okay, so, oops, I didn't see that this one was a fail or whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to be good for the other team because you're annoying him.
And sometimes you get called out too. Like I've seen the referees going like, can you like stop, please? You know, like they don't like you when you sue. Can you imagine? I don't even know how they sign up for that. Having to be a referee in a kid's game must be like so, you need to have a good state of mind, very good control, so that you can love the game, be able to deal with parents complaining about everything. So good for them.
I see so many videos online of parents fighting at kids' sport. Kids are just playing there in the field and the parents are fighting each other at the end. I'm like, are you for real? So should be ashamed of yourself.
So imagine, if they actually, the -1% that makes to the NBA or to whatever, or like, you know, soccer clubs, how can, then it's like that you totally lose it, right? Imagine being a parent of a soccer player or a basketball player.
I don't think I could.
Oh my
My heart. My heart is sunk all the time. Horrible.
No. Every game. Oh my God. Yes, because I was thinking, like, if I was already like that with the basketball 9-year-old championship, imagine if it was a real thing, your child playing there and everybody counting on your child to, on your child, on your son or daughter to play well. You know, can you imagine? Like, and then, or they miss a penalty and everybody, the whole world is watching. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
But even so before that, if they play in college, it's already
good. It's huge,
they don't even
like
need
the basketball.
To go to NBA or whatever. College here is big when they play in college. It's like championship stuff.
Yeah.
From TV and stuff.
Everybody right now is watching it. It's a March Madness time. So
I think I would need to take a pill or something. A chill.
I would have to be isolated. I would not be able to be with where everybody is. It's like a little, like a solitary room, but with a glass, you know, like a door that I could see everything. But just me, just, you know.
Cage.
A little cage.
You can have those nice, you know, suite that you rent for $5,000 with food and you'll be in your little sweet cage over
just
there.
Just for me, nobody. Nobody's gonna judge me.
You can rage in there and throw stuff and yell.
Because yeah, you would be ugly and weird, and like I can't imagine the stress. So interesting. Yeah. Something to think about if you want your kids to become a real athlete.
Yeah, blood pressure.
Yeah, take our pills, take your medication before you attend a sport. Yeah. All right. So what is the third one?
Third one, we have the team mom takeover.
I've never met anyone.
No, okay, thank God. But we know he exists, right?
They exist.
So some parents, you know, they appoint themselves as the unofficial team mom, and they end up organizing everything. They want to do the carpooling, the halftime snacks. Sometimes, you know, they forget that other parents might have also their own ideas. So actually about that, I had the total opposite for Eden's team. They were asking for a mom to do that. Nobody wanted to do it.
Can someone please volunteer?
Please, somebody please help the coach, you know, because the coach didn't have time to schedule.
Yeah,
you know,
it's too much.
And all. It's too much. Mm-hmm. So actually, I think the coach was the brother-in-law or something like that, or one of the mom. And he just like, okay, she's going to do it. And when I saw her name, I asked her, I was like, oh, how do you say? Did you sacrifice yourself for this role? She's like, no, yeah. He just put my name in there. But she did a good job. She did a good job. But, I mean, usually, I don't think anybody's fighting to do that. But some people, yeah.
Some people like to be involved. Like the same with school, that they want to be involved in everything. I think it would be the same for sports too. Want to be like the organizer, the one who's like, but then it's just like their way or the highway, right? It's just like, well, I mean, yeah, coming up with all these ideas, you just have to accept what it is. But I haven't really experienced that much. I know that there is the side of like the parents who are in the role of like team coordinator, or that we have that with baseball. There is like a team coordinator, basket coordinator, like for all the things, the different things. And especially if they are the little kids, like the first time they're playing baseball or like any sports. Oh my God, the parents go all in. And in this the Team Snap, that's the app that we use to talk about for like anything baseball. For my son's group, my 4-year-old group, they don't stop sending messages. It's nonstop. I'm like, guys, just chill. Yeah. Calm down. Can you stop? Like, oh yeah. Oh, it's going to rain. Oh, it's not going to rain. Oh my God. I hope it rains. No, I hope it doesn't rain so that they can play. Oh, they look so cute. Oh my God. It's all the time. And I just see these messages popping up. I'm already on my third. He's my third. Of course, I'm not like even half like with all the excitement for the sports that these people are. I'm like, oh God, please just be a little less intense.
Just put that group chat on mute.
On mute. Yeah. Sometimes I even miss that. And then she keeps texting me because I'm the team coordinator, because I had to volunteer for baseball. You have to do hours. Oh, no, not team coordinator. The basket. The basket. So I have to make a basket for the auction there. And I'm like, oh, fun. Yeah, that's easy. You know, like you just buy a bunch of things. But she sent me, I don't even know how many messages. This basket is for end of May. And I'm like, why are you texting me in February about it? I don't know. Like, it can be
like
anything.
I'm going to remember anyway. I'm not going to remember.
I clearly am not going to remember, as we know what's going on. So, so I'm like, just wait until end of April. And then we talk about the basket. And I'm going to make this basket. And everybody's going to be happy. And that's it. But there is all that involvement. And like, a lot of people like go all in. And I can't do that. But, you know, if they like it. Fine. That one I won't criticize that much. Whatever. I just don't have the energy for it. It's just like, no.
I mean, as long as they don't want to pull you in, you know, and you have to volunteer. That's what I was looking for earlier. Volunteer. And you don't have to volunteer to everything because you don't have time, you don't want to. Go ahead. Take over. The issue is when you have maybe some ideas and somebody's taking over and doesn't even ask you, you know, maybe you want to do this or do that.
Nothing that you say is good. Yeah, right? Like nothing that you come up with is good. Or like a place to celebrate like at the end of season. Like, oh, why can't we go to this place? Oh, no, I want this place. So like this pizza place, you know? There's like those things that people compete over silly things. So in the end, it's kind of silly competition. So
it's very silly.
Let's move very on from silly. That. Do some healing. Work on the inner child. What is causing yes. the need to compete like that?
I wonder.
All right. So we talk about, we are going to number four now. So we did number one, yeah. sideline coaches. Number two, referee rage. Three, the team mom takeover. Oh, the recruiter parent is number yeah. four. This is a good one.
You like yeah, that one.
I like that one. Really like it. They just think their kid is going to be the next Michael Jordan. It's yeah. amazing. Even when they don't have the height, which is an interesting thing.
Oh, don't get me started with this. Don't get me started. That will be after the show.
My yeah, God. This is like, yeah. This is yeah, for the like, members only, okay?
Yeah, members. yeah, remind me that later. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah, so there is that type of parent who really think we all want our children to do very well and to possibly get a sponsorship for a school. That would be great, mm-hmm. right? Scholarship, sponsorship, yeah. Like a scholarship for a university. That would be awesome. Like we all would love to have that. But we have also to be realistic and yes. to see how many other children are competing. Doesn't mean that you're going to compete less or do less sports, but you can't just act like your child is the best player that nobody else is good, you know, because, oh, it's guaranteed it's going to be like number one athlete at some like Ivy League university. What are the odds of that happening? So you don't need to just like let sports take over your life because mm-hmm. you think your child is going to be an Ivy League athlete, college athlete, you know, because they can't take over your life. People just spend the whole weekend traveling. They have no social life. The kid doesn't have any social life. Because they don't play yeah. with their friends because they have no time to play with their friends because they have to be practicing all the time. So how about thinking about a balance where the quality of life of the children and of the parent is like a good balance, you know? Because they also need to be children and have fun, you know?
We kind of lost, I didn't say we lost some friends, but there's one couple I remember when I first went with my husband, there was this group and there was this couple. They were always there at every parties. Then the son started doing competitive skiing. So competitive skiing. So every uh-huh. weekend they were going to Tahoe all the time.
Oh.
Then they bought a place there. This way they can just stay there, you know, when he was competing. I'm telling you, I haven't seen them in 10 years. Completely disappear. We haven't seen them. They disappear. I see them maybe online. I don't even see her on Facebook anymore. She used to be on Facebook all the time putting stuff. So maybe they moved on to something. I don't even know where they live anymore, but they just disappear. When they started talking about that skiing stuff, disappear. And then we have those other friends doing, what is that? Softball for kids? Is it softball?
Softball for girls. Yeah. Is that a girl?
They have both, a girl and a boy. So she's doing softball, he's doing baseball. Same thing, because she's really good at it, apparently. So,
they're in a club.
Yeah. And the coach told her, because I think they just did that at the beginning, like, no, you need to play some sport, right? But I think the coach noticed that she was good and he said to them, you need to enroll her, in the team, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, no life. The whole life is around softball and baseball for
them. Yeah.
We barely see them. And every time we have something, we have a game. We come after the game. Every weekend there's a freaking game. And you have to volunteer at the snack bar or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you have to do the volunteer.
Have gone. One disappeared with the skin. Those are like hanging on in one thread. I was trying to put them in. So, yeah, it can. Yeah, it takes over your freaking life. One of my friends, our son is in water polo. And money. Yeah, because you have to pay for the trip and everything. One of my friends, her kids is all her kids. She has like four. They're all doing water polo, but the oldest one wake up at 5 a.m. So when he didn't have his driving license, the dad has to wake up at the same time as him to drive him to the pool to train. Then he goes to school, and after school he has water polo again. Then when he got like a bit bigger, he was doing a lifeguard. So then you have to drive him to his job. So now, thank God, he has his driving license. He can, drive himself around. But I think for 3 years, it was hell. Because you have to drive them all around, all day long, being a chauffeur with this 5 a.m. Leave me alone.
It's intense, you know? It's
way... No. And I think you have to be at the pool at 5 a.m. or you had to wake up at 5. I don't even remember if you had to be at the pool like at 6 a.m. before school.
Maybe so 6 a.m. at school. 5.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I know there was a 5 a.m. So if that kid doesn't have a scholarship.
Oh, he better. No,
he better. Because there's a lot of sacrifices, so he better get something. I think he will, actually. I think he will. I think he's very good. So, I mean, at least that one. But yeah, he's taking over your life. And as a non-born American, it's really hard for us to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, because he's typically American, you know? And as an immigrant, I mean...
So different.
Woo! We're not intense with sport like that. No freaking way. Uh-uh.
No way.
It doesn't take over your life like this. The parents are barely involved.
Oh, yeah.
If they...
It's like, oh, yeah, you want to play soccer? Okay, go play soccer on the streets. Soccer.
Yeah. Or if he gets noticed by a recruiter, you know, by chance, he goes to a club and he lives there and blah, 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 you know.
That's how it is.
You follow him around, you know. I think in Brazil, it's the same, right?
It's the same. And they pay for the whole thing too, right? Like when they find it, because it's usually people with no money that they see those, the recruiters just see them and like, okay, we'll take them to the club and.
Yeah,
they take care of everything. And here, no, people just spend thousands and hundreds of thousands. God knows how much in the end. So you got to be smart. You have to be smart with that. Because I want them to play sports to be... Because I think sports is great for the confidence, for like emotional intelligence. It's awesome too.
Yeah.
To know, learn how to lose, how to win, like how to use your brain to like for tactics and everything. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like it's very good. It just doesn't need to be like all the extremes, you know? It's all about balance, guys. All about balance.
Yeah, I mean, they're not all going to end up an MBA or with the Giants.
No.
So,
unfortunately, no. I hate to say, I hate to tell the truth, but I'm...
And you know what? If it happens,
it will happen. Very minimum chance, but it can happen. Yeah. Like a lottery, you can win the lottery. Anyone can.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's written in the star, it will happen. I don't think you need to spend your whole life, the whole weekend there. And No. I love my life too much to spend my whole weekend on a freaking field, rain, snow, and freaking sun all year long. No.
I would rather be at a wine, a Napa wine tasting.
Wine tasting? Yes.
That's great for my mental health.
Mental health. Some wine.
Yeah.
So, okay, parents, if your kid is going to make it, you don't need to recruit anybody, okay, to do the recruiter.
Yeah.
A recruiter will find your kid, okay? You don't need to do it.
Yeah, this is the basics of the, basics. So get them ready. Don't go crazy. And if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And like you said, the recruiter is going to find him or her. So you can chill, have a good quality of life. You can enjoy your life because soon enough they're going to be in college and they're going to be gone and you're just so busy doing all these things. You're not even doing fun things together, right? Like traveling, having good, creating good memories. So think about that.
It's a whole year. Yeah, there's no break. Every time I talk to my friend, I'm like, do we even have a break from that sport? I think it's only the summer.
Yeah, I know.
The whole year is that. I'm like, wow.
No, we need breaks. We need breaks. Yeah.
So what's the next one?
Next one and last one. We can do one more before we go because you're running out of time. So the next one and last one is a kind of, that's a little bit nasty though. If a parent does that, it's a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
The comparative parent. They're always comparing their child's performance to others. And this parent can't help but point out how much better their child is at sports than their peers. So they're going to say, did you see how fast Sarah ran? You know, like that, you know, like they're going to talk about how great their children are or their child is and kind of talk down on the other, say like, oh, mine is an athlete. Oh, do you see how many scores, how many baskets he got? This is not good sports, not very professional, to say the least, like mean. That's kind of mean and nasty, to be honest. I don't like that, you know? Especially maybe, saying that to other parents, you know, like commenting, oh yeah, did you see that one? Oh, if it wasn't for that one, you'd have won. Like, really? It's just so
says that small. Behind their back, like everybody else.
No, I'm saying like saying behind the back. No, but I'm saying like exactly that, saying behind the back. Not they're not gonna say that on the face, but they're gonna say that behind the back with other parents, like, oh, did you see? If it wasn't for that other kid.
But I mean, not in the environment with all the parents. Say that behind their back at home to your husband.
Oh, okay,
to,
you know what I mean? With your family. Yeah, not to family, other parents. You
know?
Then.
Not to other parents, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about that, like, oh, my kid is the best, and look at that one. Are you crazy?
Yeah, because you can, like, course, you're going to at home, you're going to say, I mean, at home you can say any kind of things. So. But with other parents, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, because that one didn't play well. If it wasn't for that one, it's mean and unnecessary, you know, unnecessary to do that, to talk about and think your child is better than anyone else. So go ahead and send him to the, I don't know, for a recruiter to find him if he's so good. You shouldn't even be playing like this little league sports with these little other kids. It's all everybody working together and they're all having fun. They're small kids. They're kids. Okay, we're not talking about college kids. You're talking about like kids that are not even 10 and people lose their mind. So just saying, maybe and some meditation would help.
I believe that if your kid is that good, the coach is going to see it. And the coach is going to talk to you and say, you know what? He or her is good. And you need to...
Has potential,
in training,
right?
He has potential, blah, blah, blah. They're going to talk to you. They are the professional. They are the one who can see talent, okay? They know what's going on. You are not a professional in sport. So unless you work in sport, then, okay, you can say whatever you want.
Even if you do, you're going to be a biased parent. If you're a coach, imagine you coaching your child playing a sport. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, you shouldn't even be allowed, to be honest, to be on the same team. Because there is a bias. You know, there is that. The bias is going to be right there. It's your child playing and you're coaching the team. I don't really like it that much. I don't think it should
sometimes,
be.
I mean, you mean for school. Out of school, right?
For kids. Yeah, like the... Because I mean,
sometimes you don't have a choice. There's nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, somebody, no, yeah, there is that too. Yeah.
But it's not that competitive at school. I don't think at school, you know, sometimes, unless...
Unless
parents that they were yelling. But I think when it's like outside and you have like a trophy and something, I think you get even more competitive, no?
Oh, our school, like they play against other schools, right? So but it's parents coaching there. The parents coach. But I wish they didn't, the dad didn't need to be, or the mom, on the same team of the child. It could be in another team because there's usually three teams for one grade. So it could be like different so that you don't have that. And the dads are also involved in picking the kids for the different levels of like the team A, team B, team C. It's the parents who are picking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it should be an outside panel that would pick, do the selection and put the boys and girls in like team A, team B, team C with no parent involvement. Because I think there is bias big time. And they compete. It's crazy. These people, they compete. Like, they think it's like their lives. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, good thing nobody from school listened to my podcast, huh? So,
you never know. We're having more and more people listening now.
Just no one from my school, okay, you guys? Keep your distance from my podcast.
So before we go, so let's do some shout out to people who are listening to us because...
Oh, yes.
We're so grateful to see all those different countries listening to us. Of course, always America, California, always top one, no problem. Virginia, Texas, and I think what was the third one? I think I saw Washington State also.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, Washington. So thank you very much. And a lot of German people listening. Thank you, Germany.
Love you, Germany.
Yeah. Australia, United Kingdom, and Netherlands.
Mexico,
yeah. Thank you, Mexico.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Very grateful for all of you. And yes, spread the word, share it with your friends so that we can have more people and we can reach more moms and let's have fun together.
Yeah, exactly. So what did we learn today? We learned that we have to be patient and nice.
And nice. And down to earth. We have to be patient, nice, down to earth, respectful. And you need to try to enjoy life more.
Yes, please don't let your kids' life take over yours.
As much as we love them, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, and we talk to you next Monday.
Bye, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.